Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, this is Man Baggage. My name is Russell Kane, and yes, it's time once again to empty my bulging man baggage of insights. It's the space where men come to. Well, that's what it was designed for. It was designed for boys to talk about the things that men don't normally talk about. That was the mission statement when we set out, thinking, oh, lots of lads all tune in, getting loads of mental health benefit from my amazing podcast. That's not what's happened at all. What's happened is at least 60 to 70% of women listening each week going, why the fuck is my man ... trying to work out what's going on? Balls, hair, height, liking girl on Instagram, you name it. Is it insecurity? Are we all fucked up? Why do men get mentally ill more than women? Who knows? I don't have the answers. What I do have is a gun full of banter and glitter, which I fire at questions. Sometimes it doesn't get the banter treatment, and that's why we're here. Banter's a bit of a diseased word, I realise that, but we mean it in its traditional sense of light badinage and I back and forth chat that tricks boys, tricks men out of their little badger sets into talking about things they didn't know they were going to talk about. Not every man wants to sit down with a digestive biscuit and go, just bare your soul, bro, it's all good, safe space. Sometimes Terry and Darren go, fuck that shit, but forward a bit of goat porn on WhatsApp, before you know it, you're talking about his marriage. That's very much the strategy. And, I mean, what can I say? I'm joined by a fantastic male head that I'm going to drill into today. I mean, the guy's head must be spinning. I don't know how you used to describe yourself, Hugo Hammond, sports enthusiast, I think, and how you would describe yourself now after getting spat out by Love Island. But Hugo Hammond, welcome to Man Baggage. How are you feeling? How's life treating you?
I'm good. And after that intro, I don't know what I've let myself in for here, but I'm excited.
We could just sit here, blokes, two blokes, three blokes, talking about how men's brains work and going, well, you know what women think? That would be cheating. By the way, we have discussed that in another episode. Because we need a strong female auditor to make sure we're not drifting into lazy stereotypes or to provide an insight into the male brain that we might not be able to give ourselves, us being men. I can barely turn my knuckles the right way before I dribble and stare at something I shouldn't. And so I'm joined today by Henry. Hiya. Thank you so much. You can Henry the Eighth on Instagram, I noticed. So please don't cut my head off halfway through the fucking recording.
I hope you guys behave yourself. That's all I'm saying.
So DJ, presenter, content creator, anything else on your CV?
Just a smiley babe, to be honest.
So I want to talk about loyalty. Now, loyalty is devotion and faithfulness to a nation, cause, philosophy, country, group, or person. So before we even start, guys and girls and everyone in between, we only can only talk in our personal experience today. Please, if you're that easily triggered, I've got a request. Unsubscribe and fuck off. So let's start. Are women more loyal than men, Henry?
Absolutely, without a shadow of a doubt. Without a shadow.
What about Professor Chris Brown does not agree with you?
Listen.
These girls ain't loyal.
That's his problem. To be honest, yeah, I feel like there are some loyal men, 100%. There are some men that are loyal, but I feel like the vast majority of them just aren't, unfortunately. Whereas the vast majority of women are loyal, but then there's a fringe group of them that might do a madness. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Hugo Hammond.
Yeah.
Literally Mr. Lover Man.
Mr. Failed Lover Man, I think is the one you're looking for.
I know, that would be like if Shabba went to say it and then went, show up, and fell off.
Yeah, I mean, I did a bit of Googling before this and I saw loyalty in short term was a strong feeling of support. So I think I have to agree with Henry on this and say that, you know, guys don't often agree with strong feelings of support. And in fact, they probably shy away from the matter. Whereas from my experience, you know, having kind of taught and seen a lot of like girl groups and guy groups work and how teams work, I definitely think that, yeah, girls are probably more loyal and show that support for one another more than blokes do.
I mean, I'm glad we've got that out of the way at the top, our definition of loyalty, because lots of people would define it differently. I mean, it's interesting that you sort of put that adjective in there, short-term loyalty, because I think of loyalty as I can only really be, you feel like, yeah, I'm loyal for him for like 5 minutes and then I'll be loyal to, you're just not a loyal person. And in fact, I do remember in one series of Love Island, wasn't loyal like a catchphrase for one girl? Was it Georgia or something? I'm loyal, babe, that's what I am.
Yeah.
I think as a general rule, ladies and gentlemen, the more someone says they are something, the less they are that thing. It's just a good life rule, yeah? I won't cheat on you, babe. Trust me, I'm not going to cheat on you. He's banging everything like a sewing machine in a power surge. But it's weird what you say, though, Hugo. Wouldn't you agree, Henry, that we can say that girls are more loyal, but we've immediately defaulted to talking about emotions and relationships, whereas if the planet's going to get fucked up because someone believes in something so much and they're loyal to that cause that they will literally butcher, kill and burn all the resources to achieve it, that's probably going to be men who will be born from 6 months old till 86 year old, loyal to whatever. And we're not picking out any religion cause. I mean, there's people sat on the M25 at the moment. I guarantee a man thought of that first. Let's sit on the M25, the guy who didn't insulate his house, that one, for insulate. Do you know what I mean? Men seem to have loyalty in quite weird, aggressive places. Would you agree, Henry?
I think that's completely correct. But they have it to, like, things that are just, like, really spaced out. It's never, like, in relationships, like you said, or maybe in friendships sometimes. But even then in friendships is a bit... Because a next guy can take a next guy's girl and not think two ways about it. And that could be his actual friend. But when it comes to ideologies now, men are straight in there with it. Loyal to an ideology and nothing else.
And do you think women, in not in a negative way, but seem to be a little bit more flexible? Like you could imagine, say, a homophobic woman being easier to talk round to a non-homophobic viewpoint than a homophobic man, if you know what I mean.
So
they you know what, I've been loyal my whole life to this type of hate, but actually I lit an aromatherapy candle with Henry, thought about it, and I've changed my mind.
No, 1,000%. I think with men are just too, like, stuck in their ways, and it must be something to do with masculinity that makes them not want to say that they're wrong or, like, shift into something that actually could be opposing to a view that they've held for a long time. Whereas with women, it's like, oh, do you know what, I thought this through and maybe I can change my mind.
Loyal to a cause. What makes men become more loyal, Hugo, in a relationship? Because let's face it, most people listening to this are saying, Russell, please stop talking about vegetarianism in the M25. Why is my man not loyal to me? Or why? If there'll be blokes listening to this, I hear you thinking, I love and worship the quain that lives in my house. Can you please explain to me why I'm having unloyal, pervy thoughts in my head? Or I'm not behaving in the right way when I'm out in the club at the weekend. What the fuck is going on? It's almost like some joker installed two programs in the man bot that don't belong in the head, which is worship the ground she walks on, never ever hurt her feelings. And also installed is stick your willy in anything. And both of those are running at the same time in a lot of men's heads. Why, Hugo? What?
I don't know. Is this some prehistoric stuff? I don't know. Is this like innately built into humans about mating? I think that's probably the route we're going down, because I think I agree with Henry. I think blokes, their loyalty is blind, isn't it? Like, you know, for example, if they're being loyal to another mate, you know, Saturdays are for the boys or whatnot, you know, they'll turn a blind eye to everything, won't they? Oh, I didn't see that. Oh, no. You know, so now I guess it's got to come from some prehistoric evolutionary needs that blokes just have, I suppose.
Which we have to overcome. You know, our biology is not our fucking destiny. Evolve, lads. But what makes a man become more loyal, do you think, Henry? Is it age? Do you think as girls get older and they start dating guys who are over 30, their lives become a little bit easier? I mean, I'm so sorry for regular listeners to be bored with this fact, but it might be new to my guests. There is strong, strong evidence that the frontal lobe part of the brain, the bit that makes you go, oh my God, that person's in pain and I feel your pain too. Oh my God, I'm crying because that person's crying. That continues to grow in men until they're 40. What that means is a man under 40 still doesn't have fully developed empathy. What a depressing fucking fact, Henry. I'm not just...
Very. I don't know.
So
I
could it be the case that age makes men more loyal, is what I'm like in a long-winded way?
I don't think so. I think that men are loyal when they want to be. As with every human, when you want to do something, you will. So if your man's not loyal, it's because he doesn't want to be at that point in time, unfortunately. Do you know what I mean? It's a bit of a shit thing, but yeah, that's just what it is. If they want to, then 100% they will.
What about true love, though? Like, where you properly... I don't know if you've experienced that in your life, Hugo. I'm talking heart flush down the toilet. That love. You get it once at 16, and then you get the more healthy one, hopefully. It's like getting Ebola the first time. You're, like, bleeding out of your eyes. And then when you get dumped and you slide down the fridge with the snot coming out of your nose, fuck my friend, all of that. Hopefully after that, you get the healthy version of that. And particularly when you have kids like I have, it's like... My daughter's face is just floats in front of my face, keeping my whole self on track. It's like a love you never experienced. So can love make people more loyal?
Do we think love and loyalty go hand in hand? Can you love someone but then be disloyal? Yeah. I don't know how. Or do you not?
This is a good. This is the question, Hugo. The answer would suggest yes with men.
Yes.
Making excuses for him, are we?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I'm sure Henry's got loads of examples of men that are as in love as I just described, but still would indulge in behaviours that one might describe as disloyal.
Yeah, I feel like men can just as easily disown their family members, not even just talking about like love between in a couple or a relationship. They will disown their family members. They'll cheat on their spouses. They will get their next friend's girl, all sorts of things. I mean, just disloyal all sorts of ways. And like I said before, the way to make them more loyal, there isn't a way to actually do that, is if they want to be loyal, then 100%, baby, they'll be loyal.
But I hear what you're saying, Henry, but there is statistical evidence that men do become more loyal to their partners the older they... I mean, it's just a statistical fact, except with one weird fucking anomaly right at the end. Again, apologies to regular listeners. The decade of a man's life where he's most likely to stray from a properly long-term committed relationship is in his 70s. You may all start sobbing now, girls. I think it's one last Darwinian squirt. I think that's the only thing I can think of.
That's the moment. I deserve better now. That's it. Put it all behind me.
And so the graph does that, and then one last sort of Viagra boner of a bump on the graph, and then boom, done. Nursing home death.
One last hoorah.
Is loyalty always a positive thing, though, Henry? I mean, we all know those girls who are so loyal to their man that it becomes almost toxic. Like, you know, like cat people versus dog people. I'm bipetual, so I can say what I like. I've got dogs. Yeah. I've got dogs and cats. But often, cat people will make fun saying, "Oh, you just like dogs just because they're thick. Because even if you hit them, they come back. They're stupidly loyal." Like, it can be a negative thing to be loyal, right?
100%. I think it definitely can be, especially if you're being treated really badly, no matter what like the relationship is. If you're getting treated really badly, then you're loyal to a fault, innit? Like,
have you ever been loyal to someone or something that was past its sell-by date? Any personal?
Probably.
We're warmed up now, guys. Let's start sharing.
I've definitely like been loyal to family members where like I know that they're doing wrong, but I'm like, oh my gosh, that's just who they are. They're a lot older. Do you know what I mean? They're not from here. But it comes to a point where you need to know better, you need to do better as well. So I've been loyal to a fault, but then I've kind of had to learn that if I'm loyal to a fault, then I stand with them. Whatever that they say, people are going to see me on that side as well. And I might not necessarily agree just because I'm loyal to that person. So I had to like separate the person and my loyalty. I can still love you, like we were talking about before, but I don't have to be loyal to you to a fault where I look like you. So, yeah.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, "What the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass!" So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Takes a great amount of self-insight though, Hugo. It's all very well and good, but when you're in love with someone or something, whether it's an ideology or a person, it's hard to get insight into that condition. I mean, look where you've just come from, for fuck's sake. How do you play loyalty in that environment? I even do stand-up about this. It's so ridiculous. The nicer you are when you go into Love Island, the more likely you are not to get laid. What kind of a fucked-up world do we live in, ladies, where if I'm a doctor, a teacher, or a humanitarian, I'm probably going to die a virgin? But if my name's Terry and I'm a Tyler with an electronic tag and a coke dealer at the weekend, I'm going to get banged all day long. What the fuck's going on?
Yeah, that's crazy, isn't it? Like, I think when I was on the show for the first week or so, it was, oh, he looks too nice. I think that was the first thing one of the girls said to me when I walked in as well.
What the fuck does that mean?
Hey, your guess is as good as mine. Your guess is as good as mine. I don't know, though, but I think it's kind of, as you say, the more you say something about yourself, the less likely it is. So I'm not going to go around saying, oh, I'm this nice guy, because if you keep doing that, then bloody everyone's going to know you're absolutely full of it. But
yeah, it's a bit Ted Bundy to say that, isn't it? It's a bit Ted Bundy if you keep going, I really like women. I'm a good guy. But you strike me as you might have a bit of that going on, though, Hugo. I certainly did. Yes, okay, men overall, we've had Henry's opinion, but I was one of those guys. I didn't even kiss a girl till I was 17. It was like some sort of Disney thing. The moment her lips touched mine, it was like my heart had been fucking stamped on and destroyed. I was just loyal, even when the relationship was way... I mean, I was only 16, but even when the relationship went way past its toxic level. It's unhealthy sometimes to be so nice. You get treated like shit, don't you? Have you ever experienced that, Hugo?
I've had three past relationships. I had, as you said, that first one kind of when I was at college. Had one in my first year at uni, which was just terrible. It was absolutely shocking. And then I had my third one, which I thought was the one. But it was distance and lockdown got too much. I guess that kind of broke up the loyalty in a sense, because it wasn't healthy anymore, because we were just at each other all the time. So that's kind of my track record with it all.
But how good are you personally at saying, I'm not being treated right by this person, that's the end of that? Because what I've noticed is, yes, women take a lot more shit and get a lot more abuse, but they're quite good at once the guillotine moment comes up, boom, it's done, separate, take apart. Whereas men will try for a little bit longer, for whatever reason, just to keep that toxic thing going and just
that
split up.
Toxic energy. Everyone loves it.
They would rather be dumped than go, this is not working, you're not treating me right, type thing. How good are you personally at saying that? I'm a master doormat.
I always find it weird. I always find when men end something, immediately after, they're like, yeah, it's fine, it's great, this new single life. But then as time goes on, they then learn to regret it more. Whereas with girls, they seem to be really upset for the first short bit of time. And then once they pass up, they're absolutely fine. So it's weird. Blokes kind of don't realise what they have until it's gone a lot of the time. And then the girls kind of cry about it at the time. But then as soon as they're done, they've moved on. They're not going back. That's it. So that's kind of what I think. Because that's happened to me before. I've kind of ended something and thought like, oh my God, what have I done? Like 2 months later when I'm going out, nothing's happening. And I'm just sat there on my own eating a kebab at 4 a.m. after a terrible local.
Do you know what I mean? I hate that. I admit, there's a lot of men chat a lot of shit about a single life. I do what I like, when I like, weekend. And what you actually do, well, what I do stay in is I stay in with a sock while I'm waiting for my takeaway to arrive. And then I cry on my own and smoke a joint. Oh, that sounds fucking great, Dave. That sounds absolutely amazing. And to think you cheated on your queen for that. Anyway. What do you think of that then, Henry? Girls are better at drawing the line and going, my loyalty finishes here. You've already articulated that with family members, but do you think you're quite good at that and the girls you know are better at that? They take a lot of shit and then boom, it's done.
Yeah, I think that I am like the number one in that, like taking just like a lot of nonsense for a long time. Because I'm like really good at like giving people second, third, fourth, fifth, sixth chances if they say I could do better. So if you tell me you're going to do better, then what am I going to say? You're a liar. No, I'm going to believe you at least. But then when it's done, you're never going to hear from me again. Blocked, deleted, everything. Maybe I might keep you on one social media, maybe like Snapchat, one of them ones that I don't use, just in case you want to come back again. But otherwise, it's done.
Cheeky link.
But Well, I wanted to ask that in relationships, Henry, if you're okay sharing, do you ever test your partner's loyalty?
No, but I've heard some nut stories. So I literally, like years ago now, I had a friend who was a guy whose girlfriend at the time pretended to be like another girl. So it made like a whole different like Instagram account, a whole different Twitter, a whole different everything, pretending to be another girl to see what the boyfriend would do. And the boyfriend fell for it.
That's nuts.
Oh my God.
No, very crazy. I could never do that.
Could you imagine turning up for the date and your girlfriend walks out and goes, I fucking got you. You'd probably just die. You know, like those goats that pass out with their legs stiff in the air. Your wife just walks out in a Columbo jacket, goes, I fucking got you.
Legit. Yeah. I couldn't do that because I'm just setting myself up. Do you know what I mean? I don't want that at all.
It also shows there's a lack of trust. If you're testing someone's loyalty, you don't trust them, right, Henry? You don't trust them.
And it's better to not be with them if it's literally that bad where you don't trust them. Save yourself the headache and leave the relationship.
What about you, Hugo? Have you ever been in a position where you thought, right, this will test, let's see how loyal she is, and gone,
You know what? I haven't, but I'll ask you guys this. Telephones. I think mobile phones are the biggest cause of a lot of this stuff because, like, some people move mad on social media, you know? Like, they're crazy. Even if they know you've got a girlfriend or not, and then, you know, is it right for someone to check someone's phone or not? Because surely if you've got nothing to hide, it should be fine. But then everyone...
No.
It's such a massive...
You shouldn't be checking your partner's phone. Because there's stuff on there you're saying to your friends, which is tongue-in-cheek, which probably would still upset your missus, but there's nothing wrong in it. So, and I'm sure the girls are confiding personal things with each other about their boyfriends. Exactly. You don't want a phone audit happening. No. But here we come to quite a controversial topic. Because, you know, what is being disloyal in a relationship? And here men and women seem to have, we've been at this crossroads before, listeners, but with loyalty, we really are at it. We're at this crossroads, we're parked up and we bought a parking ticket because if Hugo, fully in love, there's his girlfriend, she loves him, he loves her. If he goes online and follows a girl online, just follows her. She's sort of semi in the public eye, she's a bit of an influencer, she works in TV. You haven't worked with her, you haven't met her personally, but you just follow because it's a pretty girl, you want to look at her pictures. Most men think, you know, what's the fucking issue there? Whereas most girls think, nah.
That's
Henry. Henry, right. we're in a relationship and I followed a girl online. There's nothing in it. I just want to look at her pictures.
Following is not an issue for me. I think even liking photos isn't that much of an issue. I think when you're like maybe liking her photos more than mine, maybe we'll have like a little chat. But if you guys start DMing now, issue. You want to fight, sir? That's scary. No, thank you.
Yeah. So that's interesting. So Henry's line there is DMing, but I think a lot of girls, Hugo, would be if you start, because you must, you know, I'm guessing your inbox takes some time to get through in the morning. And you're probably just at the audition stages at the moment, waiting for the live finals. But if you are dating a girl, some girls are going to have an issue with, why have you followed that girl? You've never met her. You've never worked with her. It's not like today, like, obviously, I'm going to follow you two guys after I've done this. That's totally fine. But if there's just some, who's this? Who's her? She does an E4 program. Never met her, but fuck it. Little cheeky follow. Like. Where does that sit in your head, Hugo?
I think for me is if you have to hide anything, if you're like exclusively hiding something from them, then that's where the line is. But I've had it with one of my exes where, you know, it will just be like a passing comment. Oh, you like this girl's photo, or you like that bikini pic, or you like that. And it wasn't like it wasn't an issue, but it's just like little digs like that. So I think it can get to people a little bit. But for me, it's if you feel the need to hide it, then it's crossing that line. If you can tell them about it and you're open about it, then that's fine. It's that communication. But as soon as you're hiding stuff, I think that's where the loyalty, cheating, misbehaving line gets crossed.
And we have to be fair. We have to reverse it. As the famous lyric goes. Don't try that one at karaoke, by the way. Never try Missy Elliott at karaoke. You will embarrass yourself. But the other way around, Hugo. See, Lindsay's always like, what about, you know, imagine if I was liking some male model. I'm like, I won't give a shite. You know, you should be looking at pants and abs. You know, it's a good sign that your blood's pumping through your body and you're a perv like me. You know, I'd like a bit more. Go on, go and like that guy's pants on Instagram. But no, I don't have an issue with it. But some men would. What about you, Hugo? Your girlfriend, totally loyal.
everything's great. She just, if she sees a guy who's quite good looking, she looks at his feed, because why wouldn't you want to look at someone pretty?
Yeah, too right. And again, I think as long as it's both ways is the same thing, then you're absolutely fine. But yeah, for me, you know, I wouldn't be offended if, you know, a girlfriend or someone I was with of mine was liking other blokes' photos. So it wouldn't, I guess, kind of what Henry says as well, as long as, like, you know, I'm still getting the likes as well and it's not just the other random guys, then it's fine. But yeah, as I say, it's got to be reciprocated. It's the same rule for both men and women.
And do you know, have you got any personal stories of any friends or anyone who thought someone was being loyal to them and there's been a spectacular exposure? And you know, anyone that's done a walk-in? I had AJ on this podcast, my friend AJ, who's in Strictly, by the way. Big up, AJ. Yeah. And she walked in on her fella, actually. I mean, you know, in the door. And what's that? What's going on in the bedroom? I mean, she had, that's about as bad as it can get.
No way.
I don't know if you've had anything like that happen. I've been cheated on. I've had it. And through the phone as well. Someone stayed logged in on my computer. A girl stayed logged in on my computer. Her email's there. I shouldn't have looked, but she left her email open. I saw the subject and I went in, and I'm fucking glad I did.
Something like that's happened to me before, but not on that bigger stage, because we were just like messaging. So there was this guy who was from New York. Very cute. came to London with like all his friends, and then I just realized like he just stopped speaking to me after a while. It just like got a little bit awkward, and I was like, what's going on? And then I just literally started seeing him liking another girl's photos, as you were.
Oh my god,
I know, exactly, all from like the same friendship group. So I was like, right, he started liking her photos, stopped liking mine, so I wonder what's happening here. Come to find out, he was legit messaging her the exact same things that he was messaging me, the same compliments.
I'm not cut and paste.
I'm telling you, the same photos, the same everything. Guess what I'm doing? Look what I'm doing. The exact same thing.
Cut and paste player. Cut and paste player,
legit.
That's cool.
Okay, guys, we're going to take a break there. Do stay loyal and come back for part two.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.